So this is the Matt and Andy show.
Dan in traffic, take three.
The not Dan hour.
The not Dan hour.
Hopefully the not Dan 10 minutes. I don't want it to be the not Dan hour.
Who knows?
That's too long. So Andy's playing the guitar.
I was just telling Matt, I do this when my neighbor's not home because I only really play guitar to have the excuse to scream at the top of my lungs. That is the appeal of singing to me, is that it is socially acceptable reason to scream at the top of your lungs.
Actually, what's interesting about that is you don't have, you. I guess you have none of this experience, but that's the point of cars. Isn't that the whole point of a car? Is to just sing songs badly, really loud? That's a safe place to do that.
Yeah, I guess. I used to do that, there's a bridge in Baltimore I walk over sometimes, and on the bridge it's very noisy because it's over a highway, and you can just make as much noise as you want, and it doesn't matter.
Yep. I would, that was a goal of mine in Savannah. Just get in the car, sing some loud songs. You can sing cheesy pop songs that you don't want to tell anybody you're singing.
Oh, they have no shame. There's no reason to have any shame.
Actually, my favorite in-car song, you ever listen to the band The Rocket Summer? Super emo, poppy band?
Oh, there was one song by them that I listened to and used to play on guitar in high school. What is it? Tell me the song.
Dance Until You Just Can't?
No.
Clap am I With getting, Our Hands?
Am I getting them confused with 30 Seconds to Mars? Is that a thing?
Ooh, if you are, that's a totally different thing.
Oh, it is?
Rocket Summer is like almost a musical. Like, it's real cheesy, but that's my favorite singing in the car
real
music.
Campy stuff.
Yep. And also, actually, Gutombo was tooting about this today, but The Chariot.
He toots about everything. It literally means nothing. You just said he toots about that.
That's true. Just tweeting about everything. He was tweeting about Dan today that I loved in college called The Chariot. I screamed them in the car. That was fun. And then Gutombo blamed his tweet density on them, which makes no sense to me.
Oh, I missed all that.
I feel like he's half trolling me all the time.
I feel like
makes,
his whole Twitter
makes me nervous. Makes Gutombo
on Twitter right now is nothing but trolling.
It's something happening. Makes me nervous. But then I had a real talk with him for a second. Well, I mean, as much as Twitter could be. What, is he attacking you? Bud, no attacks. Come on. We saved
Just remember,
you.
If he was a big cat, you would be dead by now.
Bud. It's like, I don't know why I think talking to him is going to help it, but... He's so what? Did you turn the hairdryer on or something weird? He freaks out when the hairdryer is on.
When I was a kid, I apparently was terrified of vacuum cleaners. And I did this thing where when I went to someone's house for the first time, I had to have them show me where the vacuum cleaner was so I could know. So I could know where it was going to come at me from.
Interesting. I had a vacuum cleaner thing too. I would yell too loud vacuum anytime the vacuum was on because my dad had a shop vacuum, and it was very loud.
Yeah. Well, that's a very important vacuum to have.
When I was a little kid, he would do that, and I just scream that over and over again, too loud vacuum. My parents still make fun of me about it. There we go. He's mellowed.
Did you give him some catnip or whatever?
We've never given him catnip, but I don't know. We could try. I've never tried it.
Yeah, we did. He doesn't care.
Oh, apparently
what
we did. He doesn't
catnip?
Care.
Well, is catnip like drugs
really
for cats?
Susie, is it drugs for cats?
I guess it just like makes them crazy.
Makes them go crazy. Apparently. Yeah, I don't quite know either, actually. I guess it's kind of like drugs for cats.
It's like cupcakes for cats.
Cupcakes?
Like, it's like everybody's like, oh, cupcakes. Like, cats are like, catnip!
Is there a place in the world where somebody opened way too many catnip shops and eventually that's going to collapse, but for right now it's a really cool and there's like a TLC show about catnip shops?
Wait, what the... What? Oh, is that a cupcake thing? You were talking about cupcakes. I got
talking
it.
About I'm talking about cupcakes.
I picked up on that. Mm-hmm. We should just have Susie on for this segment.
Susie, you want to be on this segment? We're talking on a segment where Dan's not here yet.
No, you gotta have Dan.
He's
called
not here
not
yet.
Dan, it's called the not Dan hour.
It's called the not Dan hour. I came up with that. Just to be clear, Andy didn't come up with that.
No, it's true. I didn't.
He didn't.
But I'm gonna carry the torch.
I'm the one who came up with it.
Andy, that's funny.
Thank you, Susie. Thank you, Susie.
I'm the one who came up with it.
I think my mic is pretty loud right
for
that.
Now. Thanks for being the funny one, Andy.
Woo! Some might call me the funny one on the podcast. Some people might. I don't know. People who love me. Okay. She'd prefer to yell from the background, really.
Any requests?
Well, let's hear your 30 Seconds to Mars song. Oh, and then if it's a Rocket Summer song, then I'll be happy. And then if it is a 30 Seconds to Mars song, I'll be bummed out.
I remember that one. I got excited about playing guitar again when I discovered that, of course, they have apps now for guitar tabs, which is a thing that didn't occur to me. And you can just save all your favorite songs right into one spot. And then you can remember all the songs you know very easily. Which was always the hardest part of
playing
guitar.
That'd be a life changer for baby Matt. He would have loved that.
I know.
I would have had all my dashboard songs ready to go.
Boy, baby Andy would have had a lot of embarrassing songs in that app.
Play your favorite dashboard song.
I don't know any of those anymore. I'm sorry.
Oh, boo. There's like a CD.
Yeah,
CD,
I'm sure it's a nice 345 thing.
CD. Yeah, I think you're going to be okay. And finger pick it. You'll be fine.
The other fun challenge I've been working on now is trying to find songs I can play on guitar that I actually like. Because as we've established, the reason that guitar fell out of my life is because I became a huge fan of rap music, and you can't play rap music on a guitar. And trust me, I tried way more than I should have. You can't do it. It's not good.
There's The Roots. There's that time Jay-Z had a band. There's...
I mean, the guitarist in The Roots literally just goes like... occasionally once in a while, just like a little like twang. The Seed is the song is sampled in The Seed. Yep. Is originally by some local Philadelphia band that has a full guitar part, but okay. I tried playing that song, and that's also no good on who's the guitar when you're a dumb white guy.
When I was a teenager, did try to learn The Seed on guitar. That did happen.
Welcome to you and I would have gotten along so well.
I know.
As opposed to now, where we're not friends at all and can barely stand each other. Yeah, but we keep doing this podcast for the money.
You know what's funny? I do that with Susie sometimes, where she's like, "Oh, we would have dated in high school," and I was like, "Well, yeah."
And then ruined your relationship before it had a chance to actually turn into an adult relationship.
That's what I say. And then I say, "Then you would have known me in college, and I would have been a real jerk, and then you wouldn't like me anymore." So it's probably I think things worked out pretty well. I think they worked out great. She wouldn't have liked me in college anyway. It's true, you wouldn't have. What would I be doing? I also enjoyed the single life. I didn't date anyone in college. It was very enjoyable.
Wait, she said she enjoyed the single life?
Yeah. Yeah. Guess she wasn't dating people in college either. What was that? Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Yeah, man.
Oh, man. I'm not a huge fan of Red Hot Chili Peppers, to be honest.
I was in high school.
I was too. I got sick of all the California songs. Actually, speaking of, did you ever hear that fake Red Hot Chili Peppers song that was put out by John Daly?
I don't know who John Daly is, so no.
He's a comedian. And
isn't he also a golfer?
Yeah, he's a drunk
golfer.
Isn't there
a famous golfer named John Daly?
Yeah. Yep, he's a drunk guy.
He's like the John McEnroe of golf, right?
I think John McEnroe is just a mad guy. I don't think he's a drunk guy.
Oh, well,
Let's see if I have it right that his name is John Daly. But it sounds pretty good.
Turns out it's
pretty
Richard
good for a,
Pryor, not John Daly.
There you go. Yeah, John Daly is his name. Yeah, this is pretty good. This fake Red Hot Chili Peppers site, and people thought it was real for a period of time. And it just says a lot of things about California. It's pretty great. Pretty enjoyable.
Oh, it's a website. I thought you said it was a fake song.
It is. It's a website that has a fake song on it.
Oh, it's both. Is there a delay between us right now? Oh, okay, wait. Click on the link. I already like it. Should I listen to the song now, too? Really,
I guess so.
All these things are links to other websites.
Well, they're all fake.
Song. Click on the spinning logo. Wait. I don't understand. That's not... Oh, is it? not a hard style to parody.
It's not. It's really not.
It's kind of a softball. I'm gonna turn this off. One of the things I used to do on the boardwalk that people really loved was just play the whatchamacallit? What's that guy's name? Banana Pancakes guy. What's his name?
Banana Pancakes. What are you trying to say?
Yeah, the guy that plays the Banana Pancakes song. Jack Johnson. I would play the Jack Johnson version of any song. You could name a song that I knew and I could play the Jack Johnson version of it. And all you do is you strum it like. Dan's here.
Dan's here. Play the Jack Johnson version of Dan.
You have to find a metal song to learn and play with Jack Johnson.
Chocolate Pancakes.
And then you sing like. And then whatever your song, it sounds like a Jack Johnson song. It's pretty good.
Yep.
Hi, Dan.
Kind of, yeah.
You've stumbled into the recording of the first ever episode of the Not Dan Hour.
Yeah, act like a gentleman and just die.
We're recording an episode without you. At least for 10 minutes.
Are you rolling a cigarette right now? What are you doing?
Yay, confetti.
What's you rolling in your hand there, champ?